Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have. Hi, it's recovering United States Congressman J.D. Hayworth. And aiding me in my recovery is a generous dose of real talk from my friend Audrey Russo. Keep listening to her or suffer the consequences.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. President Trump, via Elon and Doge, have hit the mother lode and the deep state, and their piggy bank for our destruction was the people's wallet. And we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And as Doge got to work, Americans were shocked and sickened to learn how billions upon billions of our tax dollars were wasted and used against them, defrauded by the people they paid and trusted to do what was right for this country and its citizens for decades. The focus of some of the greatest abuse was with, of course, USAID, which was still being exposed. Would you share, because you wrote a great article, would you share why USAID was created and what happened along the way through a failure of oversight by the Congress, where it took a 180 in its intent?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Audrey. Actually, the Council on Foreign Relations wrote about the creation of USAID when President John F. Kennedy's time created USAID via an executive order, which means it can be reversed by an executive order's So that's important to understand. But this was done at the height of the Cold War in 1961. And that's the year I went on active duty and actually went to Germany for my first tour for 3 years. But it was based on the authority provided in the 1961 Foreign Assistance Act to counter Soviet influence abroad. Importantly, I think the acronym itself stands for U.S. Agency for International Development, not aid.
Right.
There's a difference. You yeah. need funding for projects, no doubt about that. But what we see now is DOGE going to work. And guess where they went first? USAID. And just early in the morning, the DOGE team went in. And, of course, Americans have been reading about the shocking truth now for the last several weeks, how billions of taxpayer dollars were wasted or spent on agendas opposed by deeply held beliefs.
Yeah.
And so we've been snookered again by our government.
Yeah.
White House entitled USAID is the epitome of waste, fraud, and abuse that has occurred over these last decades.
Yeah.
And here's only a few examples. You know, 1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia, in their workplaces, in their business communities.
Oh my gosh.
70,000 for production of a DEI musical in Ireland, as if Ireland needs that.
Yeah, right.
47,000 for transgender opera in Colombia, South America.
Oh, gosh.
32,000 for a transgender comic book. 2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. What the hell? I mean, come on. I mean, this is what they've been doing, is raping the American taxpayer now
yeah.
since 1961. Now, it's been moved now, of course, to the State Department under Secretary Rubio. But what they can do is isolate funds for overseas by looking at each project and seeing if it's in the best interest of the United States to fund that.
Right.
And certain things in health and other things that are going around that happened because of COVID. You have a lot of medical issues in these different countries, especially in Africa and some of the poorer countries, that we can really approve this aid and help people out. But, you know, when we see abuse and wait till they get into the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and wait till they get into the Pentagon.
Well, that's next, actually. I was going to ask you about that because they have a budget that's almost, I mean, it's close to $1 trillion. And you know, I know you know, that there has been a lot of abuse in the spending because they've never passed an audit. I can't believe they've never passed an audit.
Not in 7 years. Not in 7 years. Now, I go back, I've done interviews over the last 20 years on Fox News and with you. But when we were tracking the money that was dumped into Iraq in the early 2000s, as you may remember,
yeah.
and into Afghanistan, at that time, I was demanding an audit of the money because we got a lot of information that the money was being passed to certain government officials in Iraq and Afghanistan, and there was never an audit, never an accounting. And guess what? There are a lot of millionaires that have been made over the last 20 years
yeah.
because of what we've spent in the Middle East,
yeah.
For example, on these unnecessary wars. We don't even know the bottom line yet, how our treasury was robbed.
Yeah.
I mean, I even look back to Vietnam, where I spent 2 years in that war. There was never an accounting of that war, other than the amount of good young Americans we lost, over 58,000,
wow.
and hundreds of thousands that we lost that were wounded. And that war lasted 20 years. We just kept dumping money and money and money and money. And finally, I guess in 1974 it was, no, it wasn't exactly 20 years, maybe 15 years, when Nixon finally pulled out and we left Vietnam. But we have got to account now and hold accountable those members of Congress
yes.
now who are fighting DOGE because they keep saying, well, He's not an elected person. Well, none of the cabinet members are elected.
That's right.
Everybody running the government under Biden, yeah. None of them were ever elected.
No.
Susan Rice. Obama was out of office.
And he still was dictating. Yeah.
Full of pulling strings. So it's such a comedy of errors, a kabuki theater, you know. Just horrible. Now we're awakened, thank God. Awakened by Donald J. Trump.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, they're screaming about Elon. Oh, he's not elected. And I thought to myself, no, we elected his boss, okay, with a mandate. And he is carrying out the orders to audit. Actually, we've been paying Congress now, which is their current salary. They're getting $200,000 plus when you add in benefits and perks. And they were supposed to be doing this. What Doge is doing, they were supposed to be doing. Oversight. They did nothing all this time.
Did you see the release on Pocahontas? She makes over $200,000 a year, but since she's been in office, she's now estimated worth $12 million.
How's that possible?
Bernie Sanders is a multimillionaire, owns many, many different properties.
Yes.
And so Nancy Pelosi is the one that really needs to be investigated.
Oh, yeah.
And she just may be by Pam Dondi. I mean, they're looking now at all of these.
Well, they have to, yeah.
For taxpayer dollars.
Right. Look at Chuck Schumer. Okay. We know that he wasn't a millionaire when he went in. Now he has his net worth is $81 million. How is that possible?
Yeah, and it's just not the Democrats. Mitch McConnell's another good example.
He's another one. Yeah, there are others on the Republican side, too. And, of course, they're the ones that are secretly trying to throw, you know, a wrench in the works here when it comes to what Doge is doing. Because Doge is embarrassing Congress because this was Congress's job, and they were being paid for it by the taxpayers all this time. What were they doing, Washington, when they weren't doing oversight, Paul?
Oh, more cocktail parties, dinner.
Yeah, that's figured,
you know?
Yeah.
I serving overseas for a long period of time, probably over 10 years I've spent overseas, but I can remember when I went into Germany, we went to a very beautiful mansion. Guess who took it over? It was the State Department.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the best club that was ever set up was in Saigon.
Really?
By the State Department.
By the State Department. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course, that's to influence the foreign operating, but I'll tell you what, they lived high and dry off our dollar. Hey, did you see the description of what really happened at the first Doge attack, which what we were just talking about there, the USAID?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's interesting. And so... Basically, they were very early in the morning, and they actually started with the Treasury Department in their basement. And these young, brilliant young men had their agency badges and all that. And so they went in and they mapped out three subsystems that were on the computers. And with their algorithms, they could trace the payment flows across the agencies. This is out of the Treasury Department. And
wow,
this wasn't a hack. This wasn't a breach. This was an authorized disruption to go into those computer systems and trace the money.
Well, that's what they're scared of. That's what Democrats and the rhinos are scared of, is that they can there is a money trail, and they can trace it right back to them. And this is what has to happen. They even interfered with USAID, even interfered in foreign elections when it came to Brazil, and now they found that they interfered funding Lula, who is, you know, he was a criminal and he shouldn't have been able to run, but the CCP was behind Lula, and through NGOs they were able to interfere and prevent Bolsonaro from getting in 2022, yep. And this is USAID. They have funded Hamas. They have funded Hezbollah. This is treasonous, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. Aiding and abetting many enemies of the world. But now that it's under State Department, under
Rubio now, right?
We're going to see a cleansed environment within what happens in our foreign aid. But, you know, these payment systems, once they're on the computer, they don't lie, okay?
Yeah.
You can spend policy all day lying, but when money leaves, it can be traced. Who puts it in? What's it allocated for? And where does it go? And many grants were labeled as humanitarian aid, and it showed, I guess, these different detours through the complex networks they have set up, and they could trace each dollar. And there were two or three of those dollars going out, but the purpose was not filled in on the form.
Wow. Wow.
And when it counted good auditing, you have to say, okay, this is the office it's coming from, this is where it's going, this is the reason it's going, and this is the amount. And that's all on the computer. I mean, if you use Quicken or whatever payment system personally used in companies or individually, you can trace every dollar and it doesn't lie. And that's why these brilliant young men, and the Democrats keep calling them kids. They're not kids.
No.
They're young adults who understand technology. They know how to get into the different systems, and they can find anything that's in there. And this is for the benefit of the American citizen.
Yeah, exactly. And they can get in there faster than the deep state can think. That's what's blowing them. And they're exposing themselves to the world because they're freaking.
Yeah, it wasn't just speed. Yeah. It was the precision.
Yeah. Yeah.
And instead of waiting for Senate confirmations, the transition team prioritized an un-Senate confirmed post. I mean, confirmed positions. innovation we see being worked right now. Wait till AI, artificial intelligence, matures more.
Well, yeah, and you have to control that too, because it's kind of the same thing with a computer, whoever is controlling the information. Yeah. But Samantha Power, who's been trouble in the past, was directing this criminal waste for years under Biden. Shouldn't she be held accountable?
They all should be. They've cheated. They've lied.
Yeah.
There's got to be penalties for this. And it's not retribution.
No, justice.
It's to dismantle the United States, our government, our Constitution, as Biden and Obama have done from the top, then they have to pay for it. And why hasn't George Soros been arrested?
No, he was rewarded by Biden, with a great insult to the American people by giving him a Medal of Freedom, which is insane. It's absolutely insane. Yeah.
Guess who's after him the most?
Who?
Putin.
Really?
Oh yeah. He's after Putin and Putin is after Soros and Fauci.
Well, Fauci's not out of he's not out of trouble, because now 17 GOP AGs, state AGs, are now planning on holding him accountable through, in each state for the crimes against humanity there, because he gave him a pardon, but that's only federal. That's not state. Thank God for the founders, where it's not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the
Environmental Protection Agency is next. It's on the list there, but they so far I think maybe they've already started, but they have found unauthorized programs in 47 different states.
Wow. Wow.
And they've created a total maze.
Well, yeah, that's Lee Zeldin. That's right. He's the head of the EPA. Yeah, they're going to all. That's the purpose with this administration is now they are going to go in. They have a mandate from the people, and they are going to dig in there and do what Congress should have done all this time. We need to hold these people accountable. We need to take a look at their financials to see how you came in, and how did you benefit? Was it insider trading? Were you getting a little bit back, a kickback from some of these programs that were going through these had no authorization, or the authorization had expired, and yet they were still, through USAID, they were still throwing millions upon millions of dollars in, and they were disappearing. They haven't been accountable all this time. So Congress, we have to look at some of these people. We have to look at Mitch McConnell. We know he's already bought by the CCP, but we have to look at his. We have to look at Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Pocahontas over there, Elizabeth Warren. So we have to look at all of them, and I think they will. And as you said, this is not retribution. This is justice for the American people, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Did you hear about the incident in Springfield, Ohio?
No.
They had all these potholes out there, and they tried for years to get them fixed. So finally, last week, a crew went in, bulldozed their way through the bureaucracy, and by noon they had three blocks of these notorious manholes or potholes that were filled up. Local news arrived. They photographed it or did reports on it. But that's just how ridiculous you can allocate the money. You can divert it somewhere else, and whatever was supposed to be used for went down the drain or never occurred.
Oh, really? So this is how they've been doing it all this time, where people are still waiting for work to be done. Money's like that used to happen in New York, and I'm sure everyone knows about that in I-95 in New York. They had there were millions upon millions of dollars wasted because they made a boo-boo, and they had to redo. It took years. They're still working on it, I think. And my mom's been gone for like 30 years, and they were working on it back then. So they just keep siphoning money off the taxpayers.
I can remember when I was stationed in Hawaii, and they were they had funded an overhead roadway system from the airport to downtown Honolulu. And they were still working on it in 10 years.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Yeah, it's become an art to them. Now, concerning the activist judge, Paul Engelmeyer, and there were others trying to jump on board who tried to stop Doge from auditing the Treasury. Some say, and you're one of them too, that say that Trump should go full Andrew Jackson and ignore interference from activist judges like him, as they have no constitutional authority to ban an executive branch appointee from accessing anything in an executive branch agency. This judge's actions are unconstitutional. Should President Trump defy this judge?
Oh, absolutely. The judges have no authority whatsoever in the executive branch when the executive branch under Trump are not violating any laws.
Yeah.
They're actually enforcing the laws that have been laid out by Congress. So these judges have no authority. And of course, they try anything. The Supreme Court will overrule them. That's for sure. I listened to John Yee this morning, a brilliant lawyer from California, who served in past administrations as advisor. But he said these local federal judges have no authority over what the executive branch is doing.
But
here, I don't know if you have time, just in the past 2 weeks, to give you an idea, tens of thousands of redundant programs were identified.
Yes. Yeah.
Billions in waste exposed, hundreds of unauthorized initiatives halted, countless local projects unleashed. But the real metric is trusted government rising for the first time in 50 years under President Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, because he is the people's president. He is the people's president because they voted him in.
That's right.
You know, and they can't stand that. That's why they're losing their minds. The communist Democrats and the rhinos, they're losing their minds.
The latest word you heard probably is constitutional crisis.
They're starting with that again, huh? Constitutional crisis.
The only crisis is with the left-wing Democrats.
Yeah, if they don't like what you're doing, they call it a constitutional crisis.
Yeah,
if they don't like someone, if they hate someone, they're Hitler. They can't stand someone, he's Hitler. Trump's Hitler. Elon Musk is Hitler. Then anything he does is a constitutional crisis. They haven't even read the Constitution. So
they
even
have any solutions, that's why.
That's why, I know. All they can do is lie. What a surprise. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and purchase all of your books, including, give us the newest one. Isn't that Betrayal and Treason in America? Is that correct?
Treason, and then one before that is Dismantling
of America.
Yeah, please go to our website. Help us out. Donate where you can. We do a lot of great things. We've been in business for the American people for the last 20 years. But go to standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. Also, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and our great editor, Ray DiLorenzo, just does a super job. Over 450 newsletters have been produced over the last 20, well, no, actually the last 6 or 7 years by our foundation. And all of our articles, everything is posted on that website as well, standupamericaus.org.
And they can purchase the books also through the website?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct. Thank you, Audrey, for highlighting that.
Sure, sure. And as always, I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Thank you, Audrey. Bye-bye.